In a recent edition of the Herald, the Scottish edition of the Herald, there was a story carried concerning the Reverend Mr. MacLeod, who was a missionary in the Bahamas for the Church of Scotland and has left his post because many issues, but the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back was the issue of the ordination of sodomites. Mr. MacLeod has said that the Church of Scotland has given him concern over many years. But this one, this issue of the homosexual ministers, has encouraged him and pushed him into leaving the Church of Scotland. I'm sure he's aware of the history of the Church of Scotland and that there have been many over the years of its long history who have left the Church of Scotland, as he has, and gone out, not knowing whether he went. They've left position, they've left their security, they've left their manse, and the security of finance, and gone out in faith. But moves such as this, that demand faith, that call for a loss of position and security and finances, are becoming more and more rare, and hence this one makes world news. I trust that the move that Mr. MacLeod has made will be followed by many, and that the issue of ecclesiastical separation will be raised within the Church of Scotland and in other mainline churches that have embraced this heinous sin, and that they will leave the churches. Another issue that arises out of Mr. MacLeod's decision to leave the Church of Scotland is based on a statement that he made concerning the Church of Scotland. He said, and I quote, "I don't think my faith can flourish there." And here is an issue that not addresses the ministers as such, but it addresses the people in the pew. Mr. MacLeod has hit on a very vital point of ecclesiastical separation here. Many Christian people stick with a church because of an emotional tie or a family tie to that church, but they know in their heart that there is no spiritual growth. And personal faith cannot flourish where there is no defence of the faith once delivered to the saints. A church, as Mr. MacLeod has said, that is leaving orthodoxy is no asset to Christianity, and it is a detriment to the individual Christian. The context of Jude's letter on the defence of the faith was that of a common salvation, unquote. He is writing to these people about salvation, and he goes off on this subject of defending the faith. And some people in the mainline churches are putting up with heterodoxy. Some are even enduring heresy, seeking to resist it from within. But if the ministers in these churches can't resist heresy and immorality, how much less the people in the pew? Mr. MacLeod has discovered that it was only a matter of time before he must leave, and he has very commendably stepped out in faith. He doesn't know where he's going to worship. He doesn't know where he's going to minister, but he says that he is depending on the leading and guiding of God. His faith is built around the Word of God, and he's depending on the leading and guiding of the Lord. And this raises these two issues, an example to ministers in these churches and a call for individuals to leave these churches. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:17 that we are to come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. Whether it is moral impurity or theological impurity, we are not to touch the unclean thing. And so I would exhort you to find a church, to come out from these churches and to find a church that you can attend with a clear conscience. To find a church that you know preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, that opens the scriptures faithfully and teaches the word of God without human addition. Find a church that you can advertise as a place that is faithful to the scriptures and that you can worship with a clear conscience before God.